Alrighty, are you still there, Josh?
Yes, mate.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, we just had a quick introduction, and you were going to tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're up to, and perhaps some stories of one or two investments that you've learned something from that our audience at Soltotel might find interesting.
Yeah, well, look, I actually started investing when I was about 22, straight out of university. I bought a little investment before I went travelling overseas, and I was actually in hospitality at that time. And I stayed in hospitality for the next 10 years, and eventually that little property tripled in value. It helped me buy my first restaurant back in the day, and that kind of kick-started a bit of an entrepreneurial career for me. But I actually ended up leaving the industry. I realised I didn't want to do it for the rest of my life. Inadvertently, I kind of got into property in a different way. I went into interior design, and I actually started doing a lot of work for retail firms, and then went into luxury homes, and then into renovations and development applications. And it was at that time that I thought, you know what, I'm actually helping other people build their portfolio and build equity in their homes. Why don't I go out and do this for myself?
Right.
And so I decided to close the studio down over time, and I just went looking for deals full time. And that was a bit of a journey in itself. But basically, I brought other friends into the deal to do the financing. I found the deal, and then we would split the profit from the flip. And that's what we started doing. And then in between deals, one of the agents who I was buying through actually said, look, why don't you think about doing this for other people? Because, you know, you're quite thorough in your research and things like that. And so I ended up becoming a buyer's agent. And through a friend of a friend, I started at a small agency about four and a half years ago.
That was with Chris, was it?
Great Empire.
Fantastic.
And, you know, Chris was a great mentor. I learned a lot from him, but there came, just a natural point in time where, it was time for me to sort of spread my wings a little bit and do my own thing. And about a year and a half ago, I opened up my own agency, and now we've got an agency here in Sydney and in Brisbane as well, and buying for investors in the investment market.
Yeah, terrific. Just to clarify, are you guys obviously doing research, but also purchasing properties nationwide, or is that just in Sydney and Brisbane at the moment, Josh?
Particularly Sydney and Brisbane. We do limit our searches to the Sydney and Brisbane metro areas. For me as a business owner, there, as much as I'd love to be buying in other areas, and probably in this point in time, probably in Melbourne, we just don't have the capacity at this point to manage that safely.
Sure.
I'm really looking to, it's only a year and a half old, so I just want to be making sure that I'm doing the right things right first, and getting the business on solid grounding before we overextend ourselves in that way. And particularly for me, we do analyse the market nationally. And for me, the western north coasts right now, in particularly Darwin and Perth, are not worth my time. And Adelaide is probably too small for us to look at the moment anyway. So, Sydney and Brisbane, for various reasons, I've got, clients looking to buy in Sydney still on an investment level because, in 10 to 20 years' time, that's where they're buying for. They're not concerned what's going to happen in the next 3 to 4 to 5 years. Which I personally foresee being quite a flattening of the existing growth levels that we've had. Whereas Brisbane, there's a lot of, I see it as an emerging market, particularly in the housing space. I'm not very pro on the apartment space in Brisbane right now.
Right.
Very much like Melbourne, they're suffering, I feel, for a lot of oversupply. In terms of lessons, look, I've probably got 100 lessons behind me. I've got a book out, by the way, which I published last year.
Absolutely, and I'd certainly love to reference that book just by way of an educational resource for some of our readers. So, what was the name of that book? Sorry, Josh.
It's called Why Property, Why Now.
Yeah, fantastic. So I'll definitely put just in the notes below this short interview a link to that. So hopefully there'll be a few more people that learn about what you're doing there and can also perhaps purchase or download a copy of the book. Now, very conscious of time, Josh, so don't want to keep you any longer. But just in terms of you're going to reference the one, say, particular investment experience, maybe it's of your own or maybe of a client that you've had, and maybe this is a good segue into it because you started talking about the phenomenal growth, say, in the Sydney market in particular that we've seen over the last couple of years. Off the back of that, perhaps there's been one investment that comes to mind that, either through, I guess, the general growth of the market, but also perhaps something that you as an agency or a professional in the marketplace has personally been able to kind of achieve separate to that's produced a phenomenal result and something that we can all learn from.
Well, look, one of the a lot of our buying is around capital growth, and it's around that long term purchase. Mm-hmm. We're not out there to grab $20,000 in the next 2 months, 3 months. Very short term flash in the pan stuff, which I know some guys do.
Right.
We're very much about building a solid, sustainable portfolio that people can leverage from later on, and we've had great success with this up until this point, and we've got a particular buying model that we leverage off. But in terms of a real example that I can give you I guess carries a lesson, and it's probably something that comes to mind, one of our most recent purchases, and it actually happened in Brisbane, and it was with a house. We bought it within a 6-kilometre radius, so quite close to the city, very, very good neighbourhood, beautiful home. And what this home had going for it was a 3-bedroom Queenslander. It had 5 car spaces on title on the land.
Wow.
Good block. But what made this special was that it actually had a granny flat underneath with its own private entrance, and it had another granny flat at the rear, also with its own private entrance. Now, these two granny flats were not of the quality that you would find in the house itself. And originally, this owner had tried to sell privately. Right? They were doing a for sale by owner. And what happens, it's almost a cliche now, but what happens with most for sale by owners is that they price their homes too emotionally. They priced it at 1.1 and they couldn't sell it. And they had it on the market for 6 months and it grew very stale. And they actually moved it to an agent because they got into a position where they absolutely needed to sell this home. This agent pushed pretty hard to sell, and a lot of people in the area knew this property, knew it had been on the market, and he was pushing at $950 plus, right? So as a price guide of $950,
right.
Greatly reduced from its original price. Now, we went in, and I talked to the agent, understood the situation. They did need to sell quickly. We made an offer within 3 days at $850, and they accepted within a couple of days later at $865.
Accepted at $865, and it was originally marketed for $1.1.
Correct. Now, why this was important for us, because we were buying on an investment level, and we weren't the only people who walked through this house. At the time, we saw families walking through, and I think a lot of families would have looked at this property and thought, it's a nice house, but it's got these two weird kind of granny flats on it. There's not a lot we can do with it. For the rest of the market, I imagine they probably would have seen this house on the market for a long time and greatly discounted it. And what I see happen a lot is that people overlook these kind of properties because... I think it's the general consensus that, if no one else is interested in it, it's probably not that good. And if it's sat on the market for that long, and I think if people had been a little bit more alert to what the real value of this property was, because I can tell you now, this property gets us $1,100 a week in rent collectively.
Is that right? My God. Yeah. So I wonder what's that?
It's pulling in just over 7% on a rental yield growth.
Six Ks out from Brisbane CBD.
6 Ks out from Brisbane. A quality house in a suburb that's getting probably 6.5% long-term capital growth on a 10-year average.
And are there multiple like tenants that you've got there with those granny flats, or is it all just
correct.
The one? Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, that is quite an amazing result, and that's just on the yield. I'd imagine the actual capital growth that you'll return on an asset like that, over 3 to 5, but certainly, you know, in years moving forward, is going to be quite significant there too. And it just goes to show, particularly say for investors, clients that you're probably dealing with that are Sydney based, not only that they're not going to have the market knowledge or expertise to locate off-market deals like that, but to actually do that in Brisbane, where they're not, is another thing in itself. So, certainly a demonstration of the value that you guys can add there and a phenomenal result. So, Josh, that's extremely helpful. I think certainly our readers are going to benefit a lot just from reading that story and hearing it. We'll leave it there perhaps for today, but it certainly sounds like maybe a part two, sometime down the track to learn more from some of the results that you're achieving for your clients.
Look, happy to help where I can, mate. Just give me a call when you need a chat.
All right, Josh, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and have a lovely day.
You too, mate. Bye.
All right, cheers, Josh. Thanks. Bye.